Maybe hold on to the Mishnah and pay him a base. The top Mishnah and pay him a base. It's my toichel, so moisifu mazakim and tzarech lahudiyah. So there's a minimum requirement of food which has to be put there for the shituf or the eruv to work. If the amount of food went under that number, so the person can be moisif food from all the other members.
What is this?
Or he could be mizak. This is. They set up an eruv which will be going for an ongoing basis. And something happened to some of the food, so he can add on more food so that the coming Shabbos there'll be enough food there. Or mizak, or he could take his own and be mizak to them. Does not need to tell the members of the chotzer that he's doing this, because they all agreed that to be part of this chutz already. However, in Yitoyser Aleyin, if there is new people moved in, Moisef u'mezaka b'tzarech lohidiyah, it needs to inform them that he's doing so, that they really want to contribute. So the Rashi explains that we're talking about a case where he had access to their food, so he can take their food and put it in, but he has to deal them. He has to do that with their knowledge. That they have to be agreeable to do that. Okay, kama hu shirun. And again, one of these fascinating ways the Mishnayos are presented. You would expect the shir to be said first, and if the shir went down, this is what you do. But so, what is the shir?
But I'm saying, if he, let's say, just takes of his own food. Well, I guess nitos v'leim, so it has to be their food.
No, he can be moisif. He can be mezaka.
So he can be mezaka, but then does he have to be?
So he doesn't have to be medea. In the case of being mezaka, he doesn't have to be medea because he assumes they want. But to take from their own food when they have not decided they want to contribute, that you can't do. Whereas in the first case, he could even take from their food to put in if necessary.
As long as they know.
In the regime, if they don't know, because they've by contributing prior, they've indicated that they're interested in being part of this venture. So if that's what's necessary now, they're allowed to do that.
But the second part is the second piece is where they don't. This group is not part of the era. Now being Mizaka for this new person who moved in or something.
Right, there's no person moved in. Either being moisted from mezaka, so mezaka I can do without their knowledge, his or their knowledge, but to be moisted, which means to take from their foodstuffs and put into the eruv, I cannot do without them agreeing. Whereas in the resh, I can do that without their agreement, because they already agreed by contributing prior.
So why isn't this geneva?
Which case?
Well, that he's taking from them without their.
No, because we assume they want to contribute. So kama yushir, and so what's the shir? So bizman shein merubin, if there's a large amount of people living in this chotzer, so the greatest amount that you need is mazon shtei sudas l'kulam. So we take the food equivalent of two meals total, and that can work for all the members of the chatzar.
Their meals were relatively small.
We'll see what they are. Now, if there's an amount which is a muat, so kegrogeris the chol echad beechad, each one gets the size of a dried fig. The Gemara is going to say that the amount of merubin is 18, and we'll do the math. It turned out that 18 kegregris is considered the share of mazon shtei sudas. So anything up to 18 is less than two meals worth. So then it's enough kegregris for each person. Once you get to 18, that's two meals worth. And there's no, even though there's 19 people, 20 people, 30 people, 40 people, two meals worth is enough. 18 kegregris is enough. Rabbi Yossi, this halacha is a medar morim betchilas eruv. This halacha that you have requirements of a shear, some betchilas eruv. Of a shear eruv is called shehu. Case where you had a shear and then it became this mayit. So any amount is sufficient. You do not need to be moisiv. No, it's not like the Tanakam, which says that you need to be moisiv. So Toma case that if there was shituv and mevuos already, that which we require eruv and each chotzer above and beyond the shituv and mevuos, which really should work for all of the members of the all of the chetzeris, is because of the tinoikos, the children should know there's such a thing as a maisa of eruv, which they won't necessarily know about the maisa of shituv. So they need to see that the people have contributed. So it's the point being, since that it's not mikra din, because you have a shituv over here, and the eruv is just shekech tinoikos. As long as the time you made the eruv, it was sufficient. The fact that it goes on afterwards is irrelevant because the point the children has gotten across at that time. So Grashi, Ismato Eichel Mishiuroi, come before Shiur the Bimasnisan. The Mishnah is going to explain what the Shiur is. So he can be Moisef and or Mazakim in Tarkle Diashari Kulam Nisratsu Betchila, everybody agreed. However, if Nitoisel and Diurin is Tarkle Hidia. With the urine, shiritoisu, he needs to inform the new dwellers who moved in. Im daiten ve'iruv, if they're interested in being part of this eruv. He's using their foodstuffs to make the eruv. Time precious liel. Time preaches the ill. That I'm not sure what he means of that. The tarti katani moisiv mazaka imishaloi is ma'ariv. But tzorach lahidia imishalahen ma'ariv. So if it's from his own, he can just do it without their prior their agreement, because we assume astam of their nichale that he should, as long as he lays out the food, puts out the food. And then Michel ahead is using theirs, so then it's Tarek Lidia. Let's watch what it means before. The reason why we had Abayah said that if any person was mocked, but that the other members of the Chotah should not eat from the food, it undermines the whole Eruv. They have to be, you know, agreeable, not that they just have to be agreeable to be part of the Eruv, they'd be agreeable that someone else should eat this, what they've contributed. And if not, that undermines the Eruv. So the tzarech lohidia is if they agree, though they're really truly agreeable to use, let this food which they're contributing to be used by other people. And that's in maybe the time of the Tresis Leil. We said before that's an issue. Merubin Muatim Refarish Bigamor. Shira Erev Shinismayat Mishira went under the correct amount. So kol shehu ain't tzarchlois. If you do not need to add more to get it back to the right amount, Rabbi Yossi polak atanakam. Rabbi Yossi is arguing the Tanakam. Lo yomer la'ar b'chetzeris la'achar shenishtatu. In a case where there was shituf b'mavuos already, the need for eruv v'chetzeris besides that is elo shelo shakeach. Teres eruv v'chetzeris me'atinoikas. Children should not forget about, lose track of the idea that there's something called Keruv HaChetzeris. Matinoka said, boy, of the children which are going to be born in the future. Hilkach Mekilinen Bey. So that's the whole reason. So we're makel that once there was enough at the time they made the Erev, there's no need to keep adding more to maintain the Erev. Okay. We had a machlokes before, and I'm not going to tell you what daf it's on. how to learn up the machlokes over here. What's the case talking about that the shita was done b'yayin, or the case that the shita was done b'pas? We have one way to learn that the shita was done b'pas. That's where the machlokes is. But everybody agrees that the shita was done b'yayin. Then even Rashi agrees that the ear was mikra din in that case, and you would have to immersif. Alternatively, the whole machlokes is in a case where the ear was done b'yayin, assuming the shita was done b'yayin, if the shita was done b'pas, kol yamal pligi, that the shita can actually replace the ear, and there's no need for air in that situation. Yeah. But my askinan, ilayim b'min echad. What are we referring to? In the case over here, it says that. That Sirashi says that the Gemara's kasha is because the Mishnah sounds like it uses the word nismayit very specifically. It had it been totally consumed or destroyed, then already the lach of the Mishnah would not be true. In that situation, you need to be madia no matter what. Because the Mishnah's lashon of nismay, if it went down in amount, as opposed to it was a kol gamri. So what was the case? If it was min echod, he's replacing it with the same type of food stuff. So my ear nismay, I feel a kol nami. Even in a case that's kol, it totally destroyed or consumed, and you're replacing it from scratch, the din of the Mishnah would be true. So why does the Mishnah only say a case of nismay? Yeah?
Well, I don't see why the question's a question.
The Mishnah says the language of Nismayit. Nismayit means it went down an amount.
Yeah.
But miyut means there's something left. Right? So it means the Mishnah is being very specific that there's some of the original food, but not all of it. But had there been nothing left, the lacha would be different. So Mor says, what was the case? It was somewhat the same min. He's replacing it with the same food stuff. Even if it was totally gone, you could replace it along the same parameters as the lach of the Mishnah. If it's somewhat two different minutes, if it's even Nismayat is not acceptable. Where am I getting this from? It says, Kol ha'oichol. It says, Bryce says explicitly, if all of the food which has been placed have been totally consumed, it's gone. So, mimin echad ain't tzarich lohodia. Even though it's called the gamri, if it's the same min, you do not need to mimidia. Mi beis minim tzarich lohodia. It's two minim. You do need to mimidia.
Do you mean by two?
You mean you're replacing it now with something different than what was there originally?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry, that wasn't clear. Now, the first half of the Gemara's kasha is very strong in the language of the Mishnah. It says Nismay, the Brisa says Kola. The second half is not so clear. Second half, even if it's just a question of mute, it says Tzarech Lohodia. Where do you see that in the Brisa? The Brisa says the case of Kola Tzarech Lohodia. So Tosafot points out that the Gemara and the Kasha said, why did it discuss the case of Kol Lagamri? Because of what, to tell you a Kiddush in Min Echad, even if it's Kol Lagamri, the law is Ein Tzarech Lodia. But Shnei Minim, even in the case of Loi Kol Lagamri, there's a din of Tzarech Lodia. There's a din of Tzarech Lodia. So it's the chiluk isn't between kola and lekola. The chiluk is between min, 1 minute or 2 minute in regards to even 1 minute in tzarech lodia, even if it's kola gamri, but not. But the other way around, the more assumed who had in a case in ismai tzarech lodia.
I understand. It does make a difference whether the replacing min is more expensive, less expensive than the original.
I don't think so.
So now what's Why would it make a difference if you're using a different min?
Maybe they have to know what they're going to eat, if they're going to eat it.
So in the case of Mazaka, there's not an issue. The case is the case of Moisa, which means he's taking from theirs. Like you had before, that they have to agree that somebody else should consume their item. Right? So I know they agree that people should eat some of their bread. I don't know. I have no indication whether people they're agreeable somebody should eat, consume some of their grogers.
But if it's inferior, then would it be reasonable to assume that if you're willing to share the more expensive stuff?
But maybe for them, they happen to have more of one and less of the other, you know. So, we don't know what they have, what they prefer. So you can't. I don't think you can assume that necessarily. That's what I would assume. The Mor says, okay. So we're going to give two terutzim. I can give you a way to explain the Mishnah. If it's a case of min echad or 2 minutes. The way to explain the Mishnah to one min is my nismayit is nismat meit. The Mishnah uses the lashon of nismayit, which sounds like there's something left, and that's incorrect. Where the word nismayit is from the word nismat meit, which means it's totally gone. And that's, I'm not familiar with the word mitmut. Okay, boy say mo mishnei minim.
I mean, are they saying that the girsa is different, or it's just that
no, the word,
this might can be understood in two ways?
I think the word, right, the nismai can mean understood, and it's matme, right? The voice of Mishne is called a shiny. That the case of Mishne was a taste of Mishne Minim, even since they contributed before, it's no problem. So the lacha is, you can be moisiv. However, if it's called the Gamri, there's nothing left at all, and then you want to add a second min, that's a problem.
In the case of the same thing or a different min?
A different min. But the case of the Mishnah is true. The ain't so they're over there is Sarach Lodiyah. But that which over here it's Ain Sarach Lodiyah is talking about that there's something left. It wasn't called Lugamri, so it wasn't called Lugamri, so then Ain Sarach Lodiyah, even though it's 2 minutes. But you're starting from scratch with like brand new Erev, there's nothing left at all. So if you're placing it with the same min, fine. If you're placing it with a different min, you have to mid. Okay. Rashi. The Mishnah Lashon is if it's nismayet, you don't have to inform. Which we can medayik. Hakol l'gamri tzarach l'hodia. In Boal Arab. Had it been consumed totally or destroyed totally, so then you would, the Mishnah Masha, you would need to be Medea. So what's the case? It was Min Achod Shechazum Arab, Min Hamin Harish, and you're replacing it with the same type of item. That's Min Achod. Nibez Minim is She'ira B'Shania, Min Min Achod. The second time he does this error right now, he does it using a different item, type of item. Tzarach Lodiya. Because Chodaita the Huwa didn't nismay it. So when it says Kol, the case of Kol, which they mean we have to Medea. Right now, it's assuming it's the same thing would be true, even in the case of nismay it. So more answers. The boy saying it's some minachod. What does it mean? Nismat made Kol the garment is totally consumed. You assume when it said Ismail it meant Huadin. When it said Kola Huadin Ismail, no. Vadafka Noka Nismayit. Our mission says Dafka case of Nismayit because the Nismayit Taki only the Medea. But in case of 2 minim, when it's Kola Gamri, you do need the Medea. And so it's kol shiny. The price of kol davka noka. In some cases, if it's consumed totally, abanismayit. If you don't base minim, ain't tzarach lodiyah. Okay. Nitosulayim, some mice of a masak. Omer of Shizri, Omer Rav Chista, Zoysa Meris, Chalukan Alav, Chaver of Orab Yehuda. From here I can derive that there's a machlokes against this Mishnah indicates that the Chachamim argue on Rabbi Yehuda. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? It's not on Rabbi Yehuda. We met them when we were in Rabbi Tzulman. Rabbi Chatzeris Ma'arvin Bein Ladas or Bein Lashalo Ladas. So he says there's no requirement of being Medea. Here we're saying that there is a requirement of being Medea. So you see, the Chachamim argued on Rabbi Yehuda. Was it Pshita the Chalukin? Yes. You're not being Mechadish, shows anything to say there's a Mechalikus. And it says, Meherish and Mishnah, that there's a case of Tzarek Lodiyah. More answers, no. Without the statement of Rav Chista Zoysa Meris, I could have made a mistake. What's my mistake? Hani merely bechatzar shebein shnei mevuos. A bechatzar shemavu echad emaloi k'mashmalon. Case of bechatzar which is amongst other chateres in the one mavui. Doesn't have a choice where to go. So that case is no need to be Medea, because you know clearly where they want to be, what they want to do. In the case that you need the Medea is a case where it was two different mavuos available. So yes, in that case, that's you need the Medea. So a person who contributed prior to this mavui, you have a right to assume he wants to be part of this mavui further. So I don't need the Medea. New person walked in. I don't know, but he wants to join the other mavui. This chatzar opens into access to the room of voice. So obviously you need the Medea. So that would be that's not at all connected to Yehuda's din, where he says you don't need the Medea. That's because it's all talking about one chatzar. That's what I would have said. Kamashal, and that's what Chizkiah is saying. No, that's not the pshat. Sakrashi. Besides, Samaris Kalukin. It's a machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda said before, "Bemet the Baram Murim," and we have a klal in Shas that Rabbi Yehuda sometimes, when he says that, is coming to clarify the opinion of the Chachamim, not to state his own opinion which disagrees. But over here, that's not so. Over here, he's arguing. You can't do it without the person being aware of what you're doing, because you're gaining one direction, you're losing the other direction. So there's a loss and a gain. You can't do this without you can't do so much will create a loss for him without his input. What's the loss? Whereas the Shpita, the Shemina Minot, the Chalukin. Yes, you're right. We talk to see that they argue. The Habi Ruvach Hatzeris Nochit, well, see, we can't need Sarach Lidia. When you heard him before, but Ruvach Hatzeris, you do not need to have Das. And over here, says, you don't need to have Das. Yes, it's Mechalikis. What do you mean Mechadish to me? So Morris says, no, Matatema, Lailam Rav Yehuda, Bahum and Farishu. Rav Yehuda's Allah over there, he's not arguing, he's explaining. And he's explaining according to the. What the Chachamim hold? These are the Hacha b'Chatzar Shebein Shnei Mavuos L'Yedinin B'Hai Nichale. Over here, we don't know which one you want. So over here, yes, you need Das. But over there, in Islam, you don't need Das. K'mashon Rav Shizvi, the Shmuley, Meir Abay, the Mavi Yechad Eskin. No, the Talmud case there's only one Mavi, and still the Chachamim disagree, and they're arguing. The Chachamim are arguing that it wouldn't know otherwise. Okay. The Gemara, Kamish Yurnas, if it's Muatz, it's a Kigura Geris per person. If it's Merubin, it's enough with two Moshe Shtei Surahs. Tamahu Merubin. What's considered Merubin? So the Mora says, I wonder if Yehuda or Meshmol, Shemina Esrei B'nei Odom. 18. The Mora says, 18 means only 18, not more, not less. Shemina Esrei B'suloi. Ema mi Shemina Esrei B'eloi. What he meant to say was, from 18 and onwards is called Merubin. Not only specifically 18. Umay, no, I think he puts in. Yeah. Shemina Esrei D'Nakat. Why specifically 18? Yeah, Omer Yitzel Bereder Rav Yehuda, the Abba, I heard from my father. He was son of Rav Yehuda, so he heard from Rav Yehuda. Kol Shem Makalka, the Mother Shay Sud is Benayan. So the case where you would take what you've collected and cheshbon it out into a cheshbon of meals, take what you have and cheshbon out per person, you wouldn't end up with a gregarious per person. So that's called. No, got them wrong. The amount that you have in front of you is Moshe Shei Sudas. If you divide it up, it'd be less than a gregarious per person, which means there's more people than each one can get a gregarious. So that's the case of Merubin. Hey, Merubin, Vesagi Moshe Shei Sudas. Because I said two meals worth is enough. Below, that's not the situation. That's considered Muatid. So the mission really clarified for us is the amount of two meals worth is equivalent of 18 gregarious. Together, we're all been committed. This is our malkum. We each have a small amount, right? I mean, the whole thing is durabonin, and the whole thing is durabonin. So they said this is sufficient to say that you're putting down a deary here. So Rashi, v'suloi, but to me, koshki the tvei mahaki have merubin 18 hours for sure is merubin. What's the nechanat on him? The Lekulok Tony is Manche Merubin. I heard that he said that there's an element of Kula. The Gregarious did who have a Yosim of Esudas. Each person will get a Gregarious to be more than two meals worth. So that situation, Sagi Vesudas will be in a Gregarious to hold the Chad Vachad. In that situation, we say, listen, there's two meals worth, that's enough. Tishahain. Tishahain Muatan. So Muatan Gregarious is who? The Vesudas Sagi Gregarious. But however, if there's not 18, so each person would contribute a Gregarious, you wouldn't get a Muatan Shay Sudas. There's more people than there's gregarious. Two meals worth has a limited amount of gregarious. There's more people than that. So merubin is considered merubin. But Tama Stisin, the boy gregarious to cholechot. Elas sheish mazon shtei sudas. Sagi. He says that. So that's considered merubin. V'loi shem yonam rav communion gregarious shall say sudas. Each person contributed gregarious, you won't get two meals worth. So like boy stays to it, you don't need 2 meals worth. So hold on, you need each person gives a garris. So that appears to be decent. That's the pshat in the mission. Who did the knock at Shemun Esrei? But Tani Kermina. The reason why he presented it specifically, this the number of 18, as opposed to saying, listen, there's Mosin Shay Sudas. If there's less people than that, so each one is what? If it's more, it's Merubin. Why do you take Gregaris? Because he wanted to tell me, Agaburke, along the way, the boy of Rushi Masnisin, Nokel Cheshbonov. Besides explaining Pshat in the Mishnah, he's also clarifying a calculation. The and 2 meals worth is included in including that is 18 gergeres. Anything less than 18. Correct. If there's more than 18 people, each person will get less than a gregarious. That's called Merduban.
So isn't it 18?
Well, 18, each one gets a gregarious. Right. So Merduban is 18, more than 18.
So why is it conclude 18?
Well, because 18 Bosn Shay Sudas is sufficient, because that's exactly what it'll be. Because Bosn Shay Sudas is 18 gregarious. Of 18 people, you have to have a gregarious per person.
So why do they say in the Gemara
Merubin
is 18
and 1? Because the Mishnah says when the Merubin, the 2 meals worth is enough. And not less than that. So when there's 18, that's exactly what you need. Right? Because you need a gregaris per person. So you need 18 gregaris. So you need 2 meals worth. That's what the Mishnah says. In case where it's Merubin, all you need is 18. The most you'll ever need is 18 gregaris, which you have in this case, or more than that. Now there's going to be a discussion exactly when you translate that out into in Kazasim and Kebeyim, how much that is. But if you assume that there's 3 gregaris in the Kebeyim, so this is going to be 6 kebeyas worth. Would be the most of Shesudas. 3 kebeyas per meal. That'll be the machlokes around Tanoim, whether it's 3 or 4 kebeyas per meal. So you need equivalent of 6, you need equivalent of 8. General assumption is 3 kegeras per kebeyas. At the Mishnah, there's three kigrogeres in a kebeya. So we had this way back when, Perek B'chol Ma'arvin, that everything can be used. Shomer Kikr who Iruv? No, Iruv Echateris requires bread. Okay, now, Philim Mafe Sa'ah, who Prusa, Eim Arvin Bo, Kikr Kiisr, who Shalem, Eim Arvin Bo. So you have a choice between a full item, a Kikr, which is a full loaf, even though it's a small size, the size of an Isr. Which if it's Rashi's talking about size, Issa was the smallest silver coin in the hierarchy of coins that they used to use. So a very small, very small amount. A small coin. I think Issa was about that big. So a little roll sits in the shulchan.
Not that size.
The size
between
the fingers.
Okay.
And the other hand, if I have something which is it's baked out of a saw's worth of flour, which obviously is a very large amount, But since but right now it's already porus, has already been cut, it's only a piece, so you cannot use it for the eruv. So kikar shalom zakrashi is kikar shalom. Mefi saw shofa saw the kikar echad. You took a sauce with a flour, you baked it into one kikar. Not to mention that you removed a little bit. So now it's considered. So now it's no longer a shalom. So you cannot use it for eruv. But time of farish gemara, the more they say, what's wrong with using? I mean, there's a significant amount of bread there. What's the problem? Kikar katan to meat is iser. It's small, like the size of an iser coin. But who shalom? As long as it's a shalom, arvin boy, mavachi yu shom kikar is harbe kikar garis the whole lot. But obviously, it has to add up to a kikar garis, which pashas the size of a kikar is not like the size of a kikar garis. So you don't need each person to contribute a kikar garis. You need a total aggregate of a kikar garis per person. So you have a person who might contribute this small roll, which is less than a kikar garis. That's okay, as long as somebody else will compensate. This halacha that we said before, there's a halacha that's already been said before. B'chol ma'arvin, mishtatin, chutzin ma'arvin min ha'melech. We already said that Misha way back when, that you can use anything other than water or salt. So why is it sitting repeating over here? So merava lafuki min of Yeshua, number kikri midi achmini loy, k'mash woman b'chol. So, because Yeshua said that that's not true, you can't use whatever you want, you have to use that for kikar. Mashalon, b'chol. Tirashi. Kukin Yeshua, damar pas in midach mini loy. Mashalon, b'chol. Be back in 2 minutes. I feel yain or Paris. Could be wine, it could be Paris. Be mahi havamina. So if I based on that mission alone, I would have made a mistake. Hosam who the be rubit kuman askin, somebody rubit kuman. So there, Yeshua, agrees that anything can be used. The reason why Yeshua said everybody has to give bread is because we're worried about a possible Eva issue. And people will be upset one to the other. If I see that I'm contributing this very fancy whatever, and you give in some dates out of a date tree, so I might be, everybody gets bread. It's even larger or smaller, but that doesn't feel like it would generate the same aver. But a Reuven Tumen, where you're not being ma'arav together, each person doing his own thing, there's no issue of aver, so there you can use anything. Ki hacha the Reuven Chitzer is the time of Mishum Aver, Kilakamwa. So I think over there, Reuven Tumen, you can do anything over there. Reuven Chitzer is. Maybe that you can't do anything, you only use bread. That's if it says it again over here, tell me, even with chatzeris, come home b'chomar. Lishakrina Garcina Lafuki Mid Rameyer, number of passin, the meeting loy, parakador, kamashum, bukol.